Corey Weeds, the tenor saxophonist, heard there with the Jeff Hamilton Trio. Jeff Hamilton on drums, along with Christoph Luthi on bass and Tamir Hendelman on piano. And that was an original that was written by the late Swiss musician who lived for a time in Vancouver, George Robert. Hammer's Tones, he called that, and that comes from a new album, Dreamsville. Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone in a second album with the Jeff Hamilton Trio. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. A variety of material coming up on today's program. We're going to be listening to some of the artists who are appearing at the Ballard Jazz Festival, and I'll tell you more about that a little later. The Ballard Jazz Festival takes place next week, starting on Wednesday, running through Saturday. The music next from the new recording by Pearl Django, titled With Friends Like These. Rick Leppinen, the bass player, Michael Gray, violin, David Lang on accordion, Neil Anderson on guitar, and Tim Lurch on guitar. And Tim Lurch contributed several tunes for this new album. This is one of them. It's titled Bittersweet. Pearl Django and Bittersweet. Thank you. That's a two-sax group called the Endemic Ensemble. Steve Messick, the bass player, leads the group. Travis Ranney was on soprano sax. Matso Limtiako was on barre. David Franklin, the pianist, and Christian Kribal on drums. Change of Scenery from the Endemic Ensemble. Before that, Pearl Django from their new CD With Friends Like These, composition by new guitarist with the group Tim Lurch. Lurch's tune titled Bittersweet. David Lang was on accordion and Michael Gray on violin, Rick Lepinen on bass, and Neil Anderson the rhythm guitar. That's from Pearl Jangle's new CD With Friends Like These. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon here on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Lots of opportunities for hearing some great live music in the coming week, including the Ballard Jazz Festival, which starts on Wednesday with the Brotherhood of the Drum, continues on Thursday with the Guitar Summit, the Jazz Walk on Friday, and the main stage concert on Saturday. I'll have more about that a little later. First of all, I want to mention today, Alex Dugdale's Fade Quartet is playing at Capital Cider tonight at 6. And Spyro Gyra's in its last night at Jazz Alley. The Jazz Police play at Tula's at 4 this afternoon. There is no evening performance there. The Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble will be playing Monday night at the Royal Room, followed by the Salute Sessions. Larry Fuller comes back to Seattle to revisit for a one-nighter at Jazz Alley on Tuesday night. Also on Tuesday at Tula's, Rick Mandyke, back on alto sax again, is going to be playing with Thomas Marriott in a quartet setting at Tula's starting at 7:30 Tuesday night. Wednesday, as we mentioned, the Ballard Jazz Festival begins with the Brotherhood of the Drum at Connor Burns. There's also the Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Ensembles playing at 6:30 at Jazz Alley. Piano starts here, featuring the music of Earl Hines and Mary Lou Williams, played by various pianists at the Royal Room, and the Greenblatt Generations Band. Tatum and Dad Dan will be playing at Tula's Wednesday night. Thursday, a special concert with the Eastside Jazz Club featuring a triple piano concert at Resonance Concert Hall at Soma Tower. Bill Anschel, Eric Ferlinde, and Tony Foster will be the three pianists featured at that time. There's a benefit for the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness with Simon Henneman, Wayne Horvitz Quintet playing Mark Ribot's Los Cubanos Positizos, and the Entremundos Quartet and Tudo Es, all at the Royal Room Thursday night. And it's Guitar Summit night at Connor Burns as part of the Ballard Jazz Festival. The Ballard Jazz Walk takes place on Friday night, always one of the most enjoyable events of the jazz year in Seattle, with about 10 places each featuring different bands, all within walking distance of each other along Old Ballard Avenue. Dave Peck Trio plays on Friday and Saturday nights at Tula's, and René Marie will be in for a special concert at the Triple Door Saturday night. Saturday night is the main stage concert at the Nordic Heritage Museum of the Ballard Jazz Festival featuring Scenes and Chico Freeman. For more good places to go for live jazz, be sure to check out the jazz calendar at knkx.org and the complete calendar at earshot.org. We'll have some music from artists appearing at the Ballard Jazz Festival next. Next Saturday night, the main stage concert will feature two groups. One is the group Scenes, John Stoll, Jeff Johnson, and John Bishop, with Rick Mandyke, the saxophonist, joining them. And also featured at that concert is originally Chicago-based tenor saxophonist Chico Freeman, part of that great Freeman dynasty from Chicago. He'll be appearing with the George Colligan Trio at that time. Both these groups coming up next. First is the group Scenes with John Stoll on guitar, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums. And in this case, the saxophonist is Hans Teuber. The tune is sort of, I think, a group improvisation based on There'll Never Be Another You. It's called Dream. This is Scenes with Hans Teuber. Thank you.
Thank you.
A very beautiful and heartfelt composition and performance by Chico Freeman. I heard him play that on several occasions. I seem to remember a performance at the old New Orleans Creole restaurant Chico Freeman was playing there. Beautiful tune called To Hear a Tear Drop in the Rain. The melody came to him at the memorial service, or just after a memorial service for a friend. He speaks of the deep meaning of that song. Chico Freeman is one of the artists who's going to be appearing at the Ballard Jazz Festival next Saturday night on the main stage concert. And the group heard just before that, Scenes, will open that concert. Scenes is John Stoll on guitar, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop on drums, here joined by Hans Teuber, the saxophonist, in a tune that was co-composed by all four of them, titled Dream. Joining Scenes in the concert next Saturday night will be Rick Mandyke, who hasn't played much alto sax in recent years. He's back on the instrument once again, we're very happy to say. Should be a beautiful concert next Saturday night at the Nordic Heritage Center, part of the Ballard Jazz Festival, the concluding concert. Find complete details at ballardjazzfestival.com. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, heard every Sunday afternoon at this time, here on 88.5 KNKX. Connecting you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Here's some live music which took place better than 50 years ago. I've had it in my basement for years, but it just recently has been issued, first on LP and coming up later this week. Friday, as a matter of fact, is the CD release date for Smokin' in Seattle, featuring the Wynton Kelly Trio with Wes Montgomery as guest artist with them. Ron McClure is on bass, the great Jimmy Cobb on drums, Wynton Kelly at the piano, and Wes Montgomery on guitar, recorded from a live radio broadcast which took place in 1966 at the Penthouse on Pioneer Square in Seattle, which was located down at First and Cherry. This is Wes Montgomery's tune titled Jingles. ¶¶ couple of tunes from a forthcoming release titled Smokin' in Seattle, the CD release May 19th, which is next Friday. Smokin' in Seattle comes from a live broadcast from the Penthouse in Seattle, which took place in 1966. Wes Montgomery, the guitarist, with Wynton Kelly on piano, Ron McClure bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. The first tune we heard was Wes Montgomery's tune called Jingles, and the second one I could identify at first only as a blues and F because I heard Wes say that as they were beginning that tune. I later found out, actually, from a Wes Montgomery fan in Japan who pointed out that that blues and F is actually Naptown Blues, which was a line by Wes Montgomery. Two tunes coming from the album Smokin' in Seattle, released on CD on May 19th. The vinyl release last month, limited edition 5,000, sold out almost immediately. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon feature here from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. A tune from Bill Anschel's new recording titled Rumbler, which came out earlier this year. This is a beautiful performance by Bill Anschel of a wonderful piece of music that was composed by Duke Ellington, titled Reflections in D. Thank you. Mark Lewis on alto sax with his New York session. That was with Victor Lewis on drums, George Cables at the piano, Essiet on bass, and Mark Lewis in his tune called The Lydian Express. And before that, we were listening to a solo performance by Bill Anschell of the Duke Ellington composition Reflections in D. Bill has a couple of gigs coming up this week, including the Ballard Jazz Festival. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz. Remember, if you miss one of our programs, a podcast is available after broadcast at jazznw.org. If you'd like to get in touch with me, write to jim@hatchcover.co. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues,